News via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants, quote, do not come, end quote, to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands, they say. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a bipartisan group of U.S. senators at the White House Thursday after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions in recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion, split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Mr. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate to pay for the plan, but Republicans have opposed that step after successfully cutting the rate during the previous administration of President Donald Trump. Mr. Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. President Biden notes after a drop in crime when the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecast to get worse. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates. And he's suggesting communities use COVID relief funds to help bolster their police departments and create jobs for teens so they're not idle this summer. That would be voluntary. This is VOA News. Poland will withdraw its troops from Afghanistan at the end of June, the president said Thursday, bringing its two-decade presence in the country to an end. NATO allies agreed in April that foreign troops under NATO command will withdraw from Afghanistan in coordination with a U.S. pullout by September 11th. President Andrzej Duda wrote on Twitter the first troops would return to Poland Thursday night. After withdrawing, the United States and NATO aim to rely on Afghan military and police forces, which they have developed with billions of dollars in funding, to maintain security. The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. A UN spokesperson said Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. Russia accused Britain Thursday of spreading lies over a warship confrontation in the Black Sea and warned London that it would respond resolutely to any further provocative actions by the British Navy off the coast of Russia-annexed Crimea. Russia summoned the British ambassador in Moscow for a formal diplomatic scolding after the warship breached what the Kremlin says are its territorial waters, but which Britain and most of the world say belong to Ukraine. Britain said Russia was sowing inaccuracies and disputed Russia's account, saying no warning shots had been fired and no bombs had been dropped in the path of the Royal Navy destroyer. British mobile operator EE said Thursday it was bringing back mobile roaming charges in the European Union for new and upgrading customers starting next January. The move wipes out a benefit that has saved tourists and business travelers millions of dollars since the charges were abolished in 2017. The company had previously said it had no plans to reintroduce roaming charges following Brexit. Fee-free roaming was not protected in the Brexit agreement. French President Emmanuel Macron urged EU countries to be extremely vigilant about the Delta variant of the coronavirus and to be more closely coordinated on allowing tourists to come from outside the bloc. Ahead of an EU summit in Brussels, Macron said, quote, we must all be vigilant because the much-talked-about Delta variant is coming, which spreads much more rapidly than the other variants and affects people who are not vaccinated or who only have had one dose, end quote. He adds the EU needs to drive vaccinations even more. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.